Morning, everybody. Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu after like a 2 week break. How are you? How's everybody been? Feta. Yes. You know, I'm not used to noise now. I don't want the name. Okay, so today's the first day, in the new quarter. I'll use this opportunity to brief you about what is ahead and maybe make one or two comments about the things that have happened when I was away and I was itching to say something. Okay, first, so what is the new direction for Daily Digest? I will tell you the background before I go on. I think that the for me and for my listeners, the intervention in the political arena is heart-wrenching. And then, you know, sometimes you must be realistic and you should be able to say to yourself, I can continue to do this thing in this manner, or I cannot maybe, to move aside a bit on the stage for other people to do. So I'd like to, from now on, after this last episode, try and keep away from, not totally, but as much as possible, from all these political issues. My take on them is that, to be honest with you, we all seem to be complicit in these things. And that is given the reaction to all the developments that have happened and seeing that everything is just business as usual. You huff, you puff, you can't blow the house down, and that's just it. So I now think that maybe you have to, for your own sanity, begin to relate to people that understand what you are talking about and leave the other people to go sort themselves out. Because, with all the backing and the bit of humor and all the contribution that one has tried to make, long before I even took on broadcasting as a career, right from my newspaper, indeed right from my university days, if in 2023 this is the end result, then to be honest with you, I don't think I've achieved anything. And that's the way I feel. And these programs are mine. I'm not employed to come and do some programs. These are programs that I conceived by myself, as part of my ongoing contribution to making our society better. But I'm terribly disappointed that after so many years, instead of the society to get better, it keeps getting worse. But I will not re-strategize, find a better way to do these things. Sometimes we have discovered that all attempts to reason, with some of the powers that be, with our political elite, and indeed with our people, both young and old, has been facing a brick wall. So on reflection, I just kind of thought that nothing is likely to change in Nigeria for a very, very long time. Because that is the way we are. That is the way we are. The danger of that is that I hope Nigeria would not be like a boil and somebody, after taking all the antibiotics and whatever, the people one day will just decide to prick it with a pin. Now, you know what happens when you prick a boil with a pin? It begins to spread like a cancer. But that's that. I've seen people, like British High Commissioner says, for example, the last election was this and was that, and I kind of scratched my head to say, for God's sake, if you wanted to make a diplomatic statement, sometimes silence can be golden than urging us on to continue to do the wrong things. And an example of what happened on Saturday, you can see it's now going from bad to worse. The brazenness, complete disregard, for the rule of law and for process. Complete disregard. And of course, the incident that happened before I went on vacation that has now gone into the inner hearts of people to open up their hearts for you to see the people that you relate to on a day-to-day basis. What was found in such places was frightening. One has almost become isolated, because you look at people and say, if this is what this man is thinking, oh my God. So it's we as a people that have the problem, generally. And so we will continue, but I will re-strategize. I am not one of those who will continue to do the same thing, backing every morning, to do, continue to do the same thing just to entertain people and get no results. But one thing I can tell you, though, one thing I can tell you for sure is that the world is not going to sit by and allow us to degenerate into the jungle, because that's where we are headed. This 2023 has been very, very significant. Never has there been issues like this. Never. If it's scandals, oh my God. You know, if it's scandals, oh my God. If it is brazen authority to just show that we are virtually becoming, gradually becoming a lawless country. Compromises top to bottom. You know, compromises. What a citizen of any country believes that, okay, so if a crime has been committed, oh, let me run to the police. How many of you have reported crimes that affect you to the police? Your neighbors will be telling you, you better not go. It might make your situation worse. Some people will say, okay, let me run to the government, let me do this and do that. You look at some of the principal actions and the actors and you see what's going on. You say, can you run to these people? How many people can boldly say at all levels, capital A-double-L, that you feel deep inside you that those who run the affairs of either your local government, your state, or the federal, whatever, they have you at heart? How many can boldly, I'm not saying those who will say it to gain patronage, because our people say all kinds of things. In the last exercise that we had, people were saying these things, knowing the truth, but because they want to catch the attention of the powers that be, so they can go for their reward. And for some of the young people who sacrificed their future, you know, doing things that were completely unorthodox, you are still there doing those things. The people concerned are dividing the spoils of war and accommodating their children. You know? So anyway, don't let me go into that. It's too early. It's too early for me to go on that rant. And let me tell you some of the things I will be doing. Not anything different, really, but just a bit more emphasis, okay? So Daily Digest will have what we have today. We discuss a topical issue of the day. It might not necessarily be political, because there are other things to discuss about our well-being. Then, of course, on Wednesday, we'll have your famous Dear Bumi, you know, that is what keeps my head, now they keep my head correct. You know, that's laughing. Well, once I'm doing Dear Bumi, I'm in my element, you know, and I'm enjoying myself. And so tomorrow we'll have Fancy Nancy. I'm bringing her back early enough so that we can have a rollicking time, okay? We're going to continue with that Dear Bumi on Wednesday. On Thursday, we'll be having some kind of open mic with responsibility. Okay? We have some open mic with some responsibility. And again, it might not necessarily be geared towards political issues. I think my prescription is that we need to develop ourselves. If people are not mentally developed, you can't have a good democracy. If the players understand the people they are relating to, they understand their customers, they know how to manipulate them. And until our people who are the customers are well educated, until they understand these things thoroughly, we'll continue to have what we have. One of my favorite pastimes is waking up at 5 o'clock and listening to Sherry's program and have people call in. And I see that some people don't even have a full understanding. But a lot of people are completely frustrated. Anyway, we'll get to that. So on Thursday, we'll do that. Then on Friday is geared towards youth development. Okay, youth development. And this is a challenge to the youth. Again, I said this on Saturday. I'd like to work with a lot of you. Please, the age limit is 40. We will only take verified and certified true copies of birth certificate. No sworn declaration, no example. I will not allow you to use other people to say that, I remember it was when Obasanjo was in his second year in government. I think it was that time I was born. No. It will be 40 down. Now I'm just guessing, but 40 down is for use. And I want to provide a forum for use for us to begin to express ourselves and teach ourselves how to be tactical. You see, what people in my generation are doing to a large extent is very unfortunate. It might not even be conscious, you know, because I remember I had a guest here on Saturday, and I was saying that wouldn't it be nice if we had a government, you know, government in place, irrespective of where, whichever it goes, irrespective of, let me use the Yoruba word, Ibidoba Jasi. You know, if we had the government that had young people, because it is only young people that understand the world we are in now. We don't understand. In all honesty, we don't understand. And at some point, I'm going to have to talk about the Soyinka and obedience phenomenon. Maybe I just better talk about it now. Now, I remember that Fashola had said that may our loyalties not be tested. I think in the case of Professor Wole Soyinka, like every human being, he has some kind of loyalty. I'm not going to be showing you issue. I'm sure you know about it. I don't need to read that. He has some kind of loyalty to his friend, who he admitted had been very helpful to him in life. But I think that had he sought advice, maybe silence would have been golden. But it was the same Soyinka that, you know, imbued the spirit of no friend, no foe in people like us, where we should say things irrespective of whose ox is God. It was him. He's my mentor. I was a pirate in 75. You know, since then, the same spirit had been in me. No friend, no foe. You know, that's why I say I've been in this thing for long. And I saw the back and forth between him and the obedient. Somebody called my attention to it. I don't want to go into the nitty-gritty over who said what. Some people were talking about the way that some people were disrespectful to him. The honest to God truth is that, number one, the issue of respect is not in the front burner of the new youth agenda all over the world. I've heard people talk to me and say, you people. I would never have said that when I was their age, but that's the new world. I've heard people address me by my first name. You know, Jimmy's customer service people. Hello, Jimmy. I say, no, you must call me Mr. Disu. That's the new world. The new world is interpersonal. The youth are colorblind. Some of the prejudices, when I say colorblind, let me explain before somebody misrepresents me. What I mean is that the youth could not be bothered where you are from. Unlike the people of my age who keep messing up. He's an Igbo man. He's a Yoruba man. He's an Hausa man. The youth don't see all that. By the time the youth came to life, you had so many years of youth service, so many federal government colleges, so many states balkanized to a point that it really didn't matter where you are from anymore. And so the older ones also fail to understand that. And to the issue of the obedience, I will repeat what I said on Saturday. Many people think that obedience is one big club. They have a president and secretary. The obedience even don't know themselves. This thing called obedience, this phenomenon called obedience, is more like a philosophy that binds various people together. So in the first instance, too, the obedience are not just young people, and they are not just Igbo people. And they are not, they only found, you know, a receptacle in a candidate. You know, I've heard people of my say, I'm Igbo, but no, you'd be making a very big mistake. In fact, I'm sure if you could do some kind of census, which you can't, if you could take a consensus of all those who are supposed to be called obedience, you might even find the Igbos in the minority. You know, the obedience are not, and they are not just young people. Remember the NSAS rally, there was a 90-year-old professor who was there. The late Paodusi, lawyer, he told me that he would have wanted to join them. The obedience mainly, minus all the political connotation, are people who want a new and better Nigeria. That is my thinking. Their methodology across the board might not be acceptable to some, but it will not be acceptable because there is no known methodology. When Professor Wole Soyinka says that obedience should not be saying this and that, they don't even, these people, they are not, it's not a club, it's not how would I put it? It's not a society. It's just a phenomenon. It's like in the days of blackism, in the days when we were struggling and fighting for black rule in South Africa and Rhodesia back in the day, you know, and we're all saying, say it loud and black and proud from America, from everywhere. We all fought against apartheid. The artists put in their, the poets put in theirs, everybody is putting in something or the other. So I would like the people of my generation and above, don't feel intimidated by these people unduly. Nobody is coming to attack you or anything, no. But surely people must have something that they believe in. That is my view. That is my view. And it's sad that thing happened. Professor Soyinka is and will always be well respected, but he's also a human being. And I think that his loyalty to his friend intervened in his perception of what is going on. Because to be honest with you, he will always be my mentor. That is a given fact. I'm not going to say, because he's a human being. I mean, I commit errors too. All of us do. But I think that it might be time, you know, for him to actually quit and not want to have to intervene in every issue that crops up like this. Especially if he has an embedded interest. It makes it very, very difficult. All right, so for those of you who want to understand some of the things that's going on, I want to recommend some reading for you. I'd like you to go and pick up a book called The Godfather. Is an old book. I read it for the first time in 1974-75. There's a movie on it. If you watch the movie, you'll never understand it. You need to read the book. Why I said you should read the book is that it will answer a lot of questions that you've been bothering. Say, how has this been possible? It will put the pieces of the jigsaw together to give you a fair idea of what's going on in your country. Okay, so on Friday we'll be doing, you know, something on youth development. Before I digress on that, and I wanted to say my client. I'm in a business mode now. My guest on Friday will be Chinedu. Chinedu is into IT. So every time I bring a guest on Friday, you know, we'll be discussing things that would help our youth. Okay, that would also give the Twitter warriors a bit of rest on Friday. What are you looking on? I'm able to start thinking of other things because, tips. Let me tell you some of the things that I've done. I'm cutting my Facebook page almost to zero. If you're not like minds with me, I'm not going to interact with you. I'm not ready to continue to have arguments with people who I consider. And I'm also not going to relate to people who I can see have, to put it bluntly and the harshest manner, vicious thinking in within them. So I've cut off a lot of my friends, you know. He says, show me your friends, and he tells me who you are. I'm not going to relate with bigots and what have you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have any of that. So I'm cutting my Twitter, my whatever. And I suggest that you probably do that to give yourself a peace of mind. Relate to people who understand what you are talking about. Because, you see, if you want to argue with some of these people, they know you will argue. They know the point they are making. But he says, don't give them that glory to sit and listen to some jagbajantis when you know within yourself that is not right. You know, to all those who put money and wealth and fame in the front burner, good luck to you. Everything in life has its results. Everything in life has a beginning and an end. 9:22 now. For my program, I'm going to follow the rules strictly when it comes to making telephone calls. Okay, let us all, you can make your point. You can even make a hard point. But you must learn how to, indeed, maybe I should bring somebody to talk about public speaking. You know, we must learn, because we must be tactical. We cannot all be barking like dogs every day and giving some of these people the satisfaction. See, you get what I'm saying? I'm speaking in parables, so you're going in now. Don't continue barking every day. They say, let them talk. It's the same way the politicians will always say, you go to court. The same thing they tell you, back on radio now, just make all the noise. No, let's not be a bit more tactical. So when we do call in, let's just follow the rules. let's have a bit of fun, okay? Because times ahead are going to be, you know, the times ahead, they don't look too rosy. You need a sane mind to be able to wade through that. So I'll take my first caller after my holiday. Oh, by the way, there's a likelihood that the youth development program and maybe Diabunmi might be sponsor, might have a sponsor anytime from now. Somebody who's going to be backing us so we can give out gifts and sit back and enjoy ourselves, okay? So let me take my first caller. What happened?
We can't take because we have less than 1 minute.
Less than 1 minute. Okay, we'll take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we'll take that. My first caller is going to get something. Yes, better don't call. Yeah. Short break and be back.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
You're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Desu. And like I said earlier, it's a pleasure to be here. They don't start again now. You know, somebody was saying that I'm promoting, when I was mentioning something to do with what happened between Professor Oleji, I says I'm promoting Obi. It started again. You know, the one of the things that frustrates us as presenters, even people either out of mischief fail to understand or they really and truly don't understand the things that you're saying, it can be very, very frustrating. But I found a way around all that. We just ignore them, really. Like I said, I'm ready to shrink the number of people I'm going to relate to those who actually, because that's the only way all of us can grow. Whatever your age, you learn every day. You learn every day. You won't believe. Once in a while, one or two issues, I still have to put a call through to Ghana to talk to my supervisor there, and my supervisor, how old is Bola Tito now? She's about 32 or so. to ask her, that's my daughter, really. To ask her about, you know, you grow every day. So I'm prepared to relate to people. I'm not saying that people should be zombies, no. I'm not saying don't criticize, but things like mischievous comments or comments that are just geared to sow support, whatever it is, I will just not react to it. Look at the lines are buzzing now. What am I going to give the first caller, the Kwemuk, that I am back, you know, just to show love until my sponsors come in? When my sponsors come in, we'll be able to have lots of that or a bit of that. You said what? You want to call yourself? You want to be the first caller? No. Okay. Touch that dial. Let me see who it will be. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Uncle Jimmy?
Who is this now?
This is me now, Chris.
Chris, now you go shop my 10K. Is that right?
you know, we are 5 and 6, my brother.
We are 5 and 6, yes.
You know, like I told you, welcome back now, first of all.
Morning, Chris. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, fine, sir. Only that you can't do without this talking all this you are telling us.
No,
right?
We will. What I was just...
It's possible, but you can't.
No,
like
no.
I always say, the truth is bitter.
No, what are we? I mean, there's enough of that really at between 7:30 and 8. What I'm just saying is that I want to de-emphasize it, you know. And it's a tactical move. Trust me. It's a tactical
move. My brother, you are God.
You know, you can't be confronted with the same situation and react in the same expected manner all the time. You must keep moving. You must be a moving target. If you get what I'm saying.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
One thing I find out again, in Nigeria particularly,
yes,
I think we don't believe in the truth. You doing the right thing, they see you as the wrong person.
Because we have set the premise for it, and all of us are culpable.
You see, because Baba Chioma, at the asking of him,
yes,
don't anything that happened in Nigeria to affect you. I'm really happy with you, my brother.
It's one thing for you to be able to speak the truth. But it's important for people to be able to stand up for the truth. That is what is missing, that commitment. So you don't want to turn yourself into an entertainer. You will say the truth, yes, because you can't do otherwise. But you don't want to keep banging your head against the wall. Let's re-strategize, let's educate ourselves. And in between all these, you know, maybe there might be some turnaround. But wait, let's see. Everything that has a beginning, Chris.
Let them reason and listen to you, my brother. Like I always say, those who have ears, let them listen. But I know we'll get there one day. Don't give up on Jimmy.
No, no, I can't. I mean, I love it.
Don't give up.
It's too late now. It's too late. I have to rush and do what I will do before I move to
the
department.
So, Dagbemu, Dagbemu, something. Try to reach out to them. You remember Dagbemu? Thank you, my brother.
All right. Yes, it's good to make this a program a bit more pleasurable, you know, and get our people out of their frustrating mode. But the struggle continues, though. Aluta continue. This country must get better, you know. It must and will get better. It must and will get better at all levels, I can assure you. The only thing is, you cannot, I repeat, continue to do the same thing, react the same way, and expect something different. But don't worry, we shall overcome. Let me pick the next call. Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling? Sorry?
Me.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Me.
Niyi, is it Niyi? You cannot pronounce. Is it because Feta is here? Are you watching us on YouTube? Feta, take off these sunglasses because he wrote you a card. The guy's been intimidated. Okay, Niyi, what's your contribution?
Welcome, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, you have said it all. So just be doing what you have been doing.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Niyi.
Niyi,
I'm sure you wanted to say something else. He took a look at you, at your face, and he got frightened. He don't tell yourself. Okay, let's say that. Hello, please. When you're gonna call, try and stay clear of the radio. Oh my God, where do we get this from? Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Who's speaking?
Yeah, are you hearing me?
Yes. Who is speaking?
Okay, you talk about youth.
Who is speaking?
Empowerment or lecturing. I think we should have category of youth that need to be lectured, and to the level of the elder that also need to be lectured for the age of 40 upwards or 50.
Okay.
So when you look at the whole cycle of the administration of Nigeria, is that it is my turn to take.
Okay.
Those that have been recycled said that they were not given enough when they were in the office as being youth. So this is the time now for me to do the work and let the world bring out its glory.
Okay,
I mean, we should start from the grassroots.
Okay.
When you talk about Nigeria development, we don't have the councillor office.
Okay.
Councillor don't have office. We don't know where the councillor is.
Okay.
So we only know about the local government, and the local government is very wide.
Okay, ma, thank you very much. That must be Madam Ayigwe. I didn't quite catch it, but please, this is not a formal, when I say it's going to be youth-based, it's not a formal thing, it's not a lecture hall or whatever, no. It's just that there is a need to categorize, to categorize it, so that at the very least, our youth have a feeling that they have a voice. They've not been well treated. The youth have not, they've not been well treated, neither have they treated themselves well either, you know. It's both ways. Look at, for example, now, we are hearing stories about who is likely to make the cabinet and so on and so forth. I think of all the ones I've heard so far now, the minimum age will be 65. Whereas I would have thought that the maximum age should be 55. The other way around. And I don't believe, yes, there's a lot to be said about experience. You just have this experience. These same people that you're talking about also started when they were in their 40s. Some of them have been commissioners, they've been whatever it is. Let's give young people, let's have a new beginning, at least at some level. I'm a strong advocate of that. Let's have, you retire a generation and let's have a new thinking. You know, who understand. Not because somebody was CBN governor about 20 years ago, you now want to bring him back. The times have changed. The situation has changed. The goalpost has moved. Okay? All right, let's pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
he is there for my papa.
Yes.
We are talking about the youth. The youth is nowhere treated, and the youth themselves did not treat themselves well. So I want to ask a question. If you have a godfather who makes you who you are, can you disobey that person? Because looking at the youth, we have strings with those people that put us in positions. And when we try to tell them that, okay, we are no longer getting the benefit we wanted, this is a wrong direction, they will say, keep quiet. Just stay there. I put you there. Did you think it's easy for you to bite the hand that feeds you?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, as a youth, you need freedom to make mistakes. Yes, you need freedom to make mistakes. And if the elders see the mistake, they laugh about it and correct you in a way that you say, you sit down and think about it and say, where it is right.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let me quickly react. Remember that we have 1 minute, but I'd like you to get in touch. Maybe we'll invite you to the studio. Now, let me first of all say that this issue of godfatherism is one of the things that is going to wreck this country. The fact that you've been given an opportunity in life doesn't make that person lord and master over you. It doesn't make that person lord and master over you. Even children that you have can sometimes tell you that, I'm sorry, I can't do this. It is wrong. You must learn to be a man. What are you saying, Godfather, he made you? What do you mean he made you? I remember during the elections, there was some rumor going on about how a candidate made somebody who was already a professor at 31 or 32. Let's even get a bearing of a so-called Godfather who makes you. Is it that the Godfather makes you, or he uses you to enhance what he's doing? The thinking must be, you know, it must be turned upside down. If I give you a job, have I made you? No. You've been of service to me. It's a mutual benefit. And that shouldn't make you lord over me perpetually. We need to set that thinking straight. He made you. One of the things that occurred to me, for example, if you look at the Igbo system of tutelage, okay, you serve your master for X number of years, but at the end of those years, he's supposed to give you some bulk money for you to start on your own. And that has been very successful. But you say your godfather made you, he gave you, as a tout, he gave you a lucrative area in Oshodi for you to be harassing people and collecting money in your 20s. At 40, are you still going to be running around that place? I said, for example, I think I was talking to, I think it was Osa. And I said, these NURTW boys that are running up and down, can't the likes of NCO Oluomo use their influence and tell the government that, okay, can you give us some dedicated schools where we can have evening classes to develop these boys? Give us some dedicated schools. Ask for, the union has enough money. Instead of making billionaires of their leaders, they have enough money to hire tutors to say, okay, even if we use you to collect money during the day, in the evening, you know, from say 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Ewasile Weale, come and learn and develop yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come and develop yourself. They have the resources to do it. They have the influence to tell the government, government college this thing, we want to use it in the evening. We are going to hire private teachers to begin to develop our younger members. But you keep them there. You now have some 50, almost 60. They are still running after Danfo, running after Keke Napep to collect money. But they know how to look after their own. How many of the union leaders have you seen their children be members? So some of these things that you talk about Godfather making you, in reality, is to suppress you. The Godfather that makes you, in 9 cases out of 10, will not give the same opportunity to their children. They will know how to take care of their own. These are the things that I have said that I now want to start talking about on Friday to begin to change the narrative, because until you do that, in general, people won't understand what you're saying. people won't understand. You impoverish people, you handpick some of them, you give them keke napep. In the days of Awolowo, what he simply did was to provide free education for all. Equal and free education for all. Equal opportunity. How you make the best out of it is your business. I tell people, anybody in my generation who says he didn't go to university is because he couldn't go. Because the system took care of him fully. Fully. And I explained it here. Were you here the day I explained it? How it was? Let me quickly go through it now. Okay, so if you were from Western region, you were given a 500 naira bursary. Your school fees was 9 naira 10 kobo. Your hostel fee was 90 naira. You still have a balance of 400. Your meal ticket was 15 naira a month. And the university will give you 3 months meal ticket on the day you're admitted and you register. So if you are from Western State or from the good old Bendel, once you got to school, whether your bursary arrived or not, the school will admit you, they'll give you your 3 months meal ticket, and it was equal opportunity for all. But what we have here is oppress all and then handpick a few people that you can use later. That's why I said also, you need to go read that book called Godfather by Mario Puzo. Go and read it. You will understand a lot of what is going on. Because unless we begin to talk to ourselves at that level, we are not going to get anywhere. And I appreciate your contribution. But I hope you also appreciate the explanation that I've given. Nobody makes anybody. It's because you are useful and contributing to that person's success. So that is the first mindset we need to fight. Okay? It's the first mindset we need to fight that so-and-so made me. He made him governor. You didn't make anybody governor. Fine, enough. You tilted him, you put him forward and so on and so forth. But it's also because his contribution to your own political enhancement. It's contributing to your own political enhancement. If you make somebody a commissioner, it doesn't mean that you've made him for life. Because at the end of the day, you are the one who's going to take the glory. If you hear that, so-and-so was it. Okay, so we all now say, for example, that we talk about Awolowo. Very few people know the contribution of Ajasin to the free education, whatever. You understand? So are you going to say Awolowo made Ajasin? No. No. You appoint somebody a commissioner, he does well. You now say, okay, I made him. No, he made you. Okay, so that we don't have a fight, let it be 50. Let it be 50-50. That's the way it goes. And I thank you very much. I missed your name, but try and get in touch. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello? I lost that one. Pick another one. Hello, good morning, sir. Morning. Who's calling?
Good to have you back.
Yes.
My name is from the Medina asking some people a certain region or two. Mm-hmm. But it cost me personally. Uncle, I'll tell you, I've had to delete a few of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted their numbers and blocked them on WhatsApp because the things they were posting.
Mm-hmm.
I am, but my wife is from the eastern part of the country. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel safe calling these people my friends anymore because of what I have seen on their statuses.
Mm.
I felt completely, and as I speak to you, I don't even feel safe amongst most of these people anymore because it was so scary. What people were saying about people from the eastern part of the country, and I looked at myself like, I call these people my friend, and you never really know what people can keep inside. And these politicians are all this. They just
I understand. I understand. I think the point has been made. Thank you. The point has been made. I mean, it wasn't just from the. It was both ways, really. To be honest, it was both ways. It was probably more prominent in your area. You know, I think it was both ways. And these are the things that these politicians use to divide us. That's why the younger people that are still color blind, that are still ethnic blind, would need to consolidate themselves and prepare themselves to prepare the grounds for a new Nigeria. But we definitely, one thing I know is that this this exercise that we are on, this route that we are taking, is frightening. And I repeat that you can't be doing something the same way and be expecting a different result. If, you know, there's no doubt about that. We had this news this morning, in case you missed it, that public servants, their salaries are going to go up by 40% by end of April. How the private sector is going to relate to that is some of the developments we'll be looking at. Because if the private sector have to increase the salaries across the board by 40%, then you must be ready for much higher prices. You must be ready for much higher prices. Okay, so it's 9:49. That gives me just about 3 more minutes, so I can take just one more call, I think. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Lucky Lola from Maguru.
Hey, Lucky, how are you?
Hi, sir.
Happy Easter. Where's my free John?
Same to you, sir.
Okay.
And welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Quickly, I don't have enough airtime. What I want to say is that Nigeria is the most talked about country for the past few weeks.
Yes.
And I must tell you, Uncle Jimmy, I'm not proud at this time of being in Nigeria. I'm not proud at all. Look at the things happening up and down. Look at the Adamawa case.
Yes.
Why the desperation? Why?
Yes.
How did you get
Okay, thank you. I got to go, Lucky. I think the point has been made. Yes, I am proud to be a Nigerian. The fact that some Nigerians are not behaving well, if God had more so me, that I was a flying spirit in Obodo land, I landed in between a Nigerian man and woman who are having their fun, and God said, okay, you branch here. Then there's a reason for it. So I'm proud to be Nigerian. Please, don't join those who are tearing their passports. That's not the solution. The solution is for all of us to contribute and join hands to make our country a better country and have a better image. Okay, the fact that some people are misbehaving, even though they are leaders, the fact that the kind of leadership we might have could be a wrong representation of who Nigerians are, don't worry, there is always a hereafter. Everything that has a beginning, for crying out loud, will always have an end. And that we hope that the end of whatever we venture on in these times will be fruitful. It's a passing phase. And that I'm trying to be a bit of a pastor here now. It's a passing phase. I would have said it's not our portion, but it has already become our portion. But but I think that any time from now, all these people that are giving us a bad image will go what they call a bridge too far. Okay? And once that happens, we hope that there will be some renaissance that will take place. I'll be back again tomorrow. Fancy Nancy will be here. Tomorrow is the day I always look forward to, dear Bumi Day. I can sit back and relax, enjoy myself, throw my legs up and laugh all day. Feta, it's good to see you. Kala to the Egbewa Yi. You need to see her on YouTube. And Chinedu will be here. Oh, here she comes now. Mariam is here. Here she comes. Chinedu will be here on Friday, okay? Chinedu is one of the young people that I relate to and I respect his thinking. So he'll be here to give us some form of encouragement, okay? Thank you very much, Mariam. So we'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Mariam is here for What's Up Lagos. Any minute from now, she'll be taking over the mic. So see you tomorrow. Bye.